When younger, I hated my days stuck on an island, so I left when I was 23, but I visited the island again. I was 40 and fighting a cancer. I was exhausted by long-term anti-cancer therapies. That's when I met them, the woman of the sea. Of course, they were always there. Only, they were invisible to me before. This time, I saw them. They work in deep waters of the wild sea, with no equipment to help them breathe. The folks used to call them the women who earn money in the netherworld to spend them in this world. This realization came to me like a bolt of lightning, how fearless these women are as they constantly straddle the fence between life and death in the wild open sea. From that day, I started to document the lives of Henya for 7 years. The women of the sea begin their day by checking the conditions of the sea.
오늘은 충분할 수 있으나니 오늘은 될 거. 한이바람 불어 그래 일로 바람이 오면 한이바람 절로 오면 새바라. 그러나 오늘은 이디만 작업할 수 있나 여자기 못가.
She analyzes the wind, the wave, the current more accurately than any weather forecaster in the world. Once the decision is made, the woman gets busy. There are tried and true recipes. Smear toothpaste with mugwort to prevent the fogging inside the goggles. Plug ear holes with chewed gum. Last but not least, take painkillers for the headaches from underwater pressure. Now they report to the sea for work. The sea determines what time. This is the last stop where they get together to check their equipment. Just goggles, weight belts, and hose. There are 4,500 Henya on Jeju Island. Most of them learned to be Henya as soon as they could walk. The birth of a girl meant the birth of another Henya. Jeju Island is famous for its natural beauty and clean environment. But it is not the scenery that the women of the sea are after. Sea snail. Sea urchin. The most coveted of all, abalone. And the octopus are what they're after. But not everyone can catch them. Because there's a strict hierarchy in the sea. Those who work the bottom rung are called dregs. The dregs work hard, but their sea is not always generous. Oh Kim was a born dreg. She knew that herself, how deep she is allowed to dive. Jeongja belongs to Group B. For 70 years, she has been working the same sea. This is where Group A works. Here, they are rewarded with premium goods, but the water pressure is heavier and their breath more stretched. In a typical workday, Group A divers take more than 1,000 plunges for as long as 3 minutes each. They must always have enough breath to come up to the surface. When they come up, they blow out a whistle-like noise. Sumbisori is part of the Hanja breathing technique to work longer in the sea. Group A Hanja work in the distant sea, 700 meters away from the coast. They work 8 continuous hours without even drinking water. Holding breath is the only way for them to work in the waters. It came to me as a real surprise that the rank of Hanja is predetermined solely by her breath capacity, and the breath is predetermined by heaven.
Manderata 되는 건 아니죠. 그 본대 상군되는 사람들은 태어날 때부터 저 병도 없고 그렇게 할 수 있게 태어났고.
이 아줌마!
이거 똥 쓰레기가 들어가자
그러면. 연희 is a living legend. She's famous for her long breath underwater. This is Yeonhee working with another Group A Haenyeo. She comes up for air once, while the other surfaces twice.
숨이 긴 사람은 행동도 좀 느려. 그런데다가 숨이 기니까 이제 자세히 보고 잡는 거지.
She never hurries in water. Yet she rakes in a net full of conch, which some divers find hard to catch even one. 제주 해녀 understand their breath is determined by heaven and granted by ocean, so they accept the ranks.
들 때는 헌빛깔이다. 나올 때는 천칭 만칭 구만칭이라는 그림 옛날 할망 속담이 있어.
The breath determines the rank and greatly affects the harvest.
아니 헛슬 약 이거보다 헛슬 약
After a hard day's work, these lower rung haenyeo become edgy when they weigh the day's work.
뽑자. 하나, 둘, 3점 반.
연희, the excavator, emerged again with a large catch. 네. Whatever the weight, their daily catch, everyone knows they risked their life for it. Why do they have to hold their breath for life? 제주 Island is a volcanic island. The land is barren and its water acid. Crops do not grow, and even when they do, typhoons wipe them out.
불이 처음 맨날 환성 두세 몇인데 하도 한이 버리면 그러면 불이 환성을 못해 먹을게. 그 먹을 것이 없어가지고 막 풀밥 먹고 포리밥 먹고 막 그렇게 살았다니까 옛날에. 물에 들려나 물에 들어 그냥 벌레 아니면 돈 날 게 없었지 옛날에는. 밭대 해봐야 쓰고 졸바로 대도 안 하고. 저 바닥 하나 믿더니 이따 꼬지 살아왔죠. 우리 엄마. 맞아.
They could not live or raise children with what they grew on land, so they jumped into the sea. The breath they stretched became food for their family, liquor for their husbands, and books for their children. But why are there only women who do this harsh work?
그땐 이 저 옷 안 입은 고무옷 안 입은 할 때나 옛날엔 남녀들은 추억 못 해주게 추운 데 못 들어가지 남자들은 옷 안 입으면 옷 안 입으면 여자들은 좀 추운 데 저 견뎌도 남자들은 못 해주게 저 남자는 추운 데 가면 여자만이 힘 보신대요.
아빠들은 할 것이 그때는 배도 없어서요. 배 타러 고기 잡는 것도 뭐도 모르고 없고. 예, 이게 아기 파야만 어머니 밭에 들어간 건빌 매야지, 일해야지, 바닥에 가서 물질 해야지. 걔는 아빠가 아기 보고.
The sea is dangerous. Fishing boats go past where Haniel work. And below the surface, even more dangers lurk. A woman can get tied up by floating seagrass. An octopus may try to suffocate her.
옛날엔 그게 사람 얼굴에 붙던 그 저 거시기 문어 발이 그 이 안경 이젠 이런 코가 막아졌지만은 그때 코 안 막아질 때 콧구멍에 그것이 들어가면 사람 죽는다.
However, there's something even more dangerous. Something that is invisible.
Because 해녀들 물에 가면은 조심하라 하는 것이 이거라 무슨 뭐가 없어 죽어 가보게.
Every 해녀 knows how far she can stretch her breath. So they know exactly when to come up for air.
Manage 나오다 근데 전복이라도 갔다. 그걸 떼용 나오게 되면은 거기다 숨이 맞아.
Okay, 전복이 다 이렇게 숨이 다 되고 그래 못 되고 올 때는 아깝지 진짜로 또 들어간 방근에 어째 장소를 위치를 그걸 모르면은 다들 아깝지.
신기하게도 아무리 경력자이신 분들도 한 번 나갔다 들어온 곳은 못 찾아요. 그렇기 때문에 눈에 봤을 때 이거를 따야 된단 말이에요. 그래서 표시할 것도 없고 그러니까 욕심이 생겨가지고.
An abalone, the object of temptation, is worth about 60 or 70 U.S. dollars. But it's very tenacious and exceptionally difficult to harvest. She's back looking for the abalone she spotted earlier, but even this 70-year veteran cannot find it. The more you are in a hurry, the faster your air runs out. This is undisciplined desire.
바다에 가면 다 욕심이 있게 된 거라. 욕심이 있어. 처음엔 아니 가지고 허당도 바다에 가면 또시 그 욕심이 생겨 그네 또 그 물건이 더 욕심을 나게시리 사람을 만드는 거.
우리 집이 똘도 이 바닥에서 이 바닥에서 18살에 친구들이 막 그냥 그 우리 집이 다 이름 말로 막 미역 많이 했지는 뭐 그냥 난 가야 되는 다 나도 안 나. 이 포이나 나오카 저 포이나 나오카 하나니 그냥 샛바람은 막 세게 불고 경어단 분한 뒷날 저 하도 가히 짚었던 태야 호미 다 같이 가 놀라. 그래도 그거 아니면 사수가 어시나 그거 아니면 또 밑에 아기들도 있고 또 과외뿐만 아니고 이제 살려는 한 곤란한 안에 결심해내 이제 오래 그 마음 아프된 물에 안 들어가면 이제 물에 못 들어갈 것 같아네 오래자한테 들어가서 그래 들어간 안에 허진 못해요 그저 나오긴 나온 뒤
Being a henya means accepting the fact that your workplace can become your graveyard.
Water에 들어가도 아이고 이 자리에서 어떻게 하다가 그렇게 되신가 생각 허망도 할 수 없이 하는 거. 이루하는 것도 있죠. 바다에만 신경을 쓰면 다 잊어버리죠. 마음이 괴로울 때도 바다에 가면 다 마음을 허들 잊어버릴 때도 있어. 그것이 물힘.
스프링 is the busiest season of the year. It is the season of agar-agar harvest. It is a time when even oldest and the weakest henya enter the water. The island is filled with excitement and some tension. The women anxiously wait for the signal to enter the water. The algae agar-agar grows 4 or 5 meters deep in water. It is the greatest source of income for all henya, and the competition is fierce. The sea is full of algae. All you have to do is move a little faster and hold your breath a little longer. Haste and greed kick in, and greed is a sure recipe for mulsum. The highest number of deaths among Jeju henyo occurs in this season of agar-agar harvesting. The harvest continues until early summer. They would stay in the water all night long if they could. Each carries her trophy of the long day. Agar-agar is a gelatin source and is also used in cosmetic products. It is mostly exported. Nimble hands can earn as much as $13,000 and slower ones $7,000 in a single season. For the henya, it is the crown jewel of the sea. Now the land is covered with agar-agar. How one dries them is very important, for its cash value will depend upon it. Day by day, a henya is paid according to the amount of the breath she holds back. Everyone in Sunok's house work at the sea. Her husband is the captain of a fishing boat, and her son works on a commuter ferry. This is her first and last meal of the day. That night, news came from a neighboring village. An elderly henya died in the sea. She was drawn in by the scent of agar-agar. After another death like this, they'd rather not go to work. They are all ready for diving, but are not entering the water just yet.
군대도 싸워는 게 많아.
잘못이.
에이, 심내가게 옛날 해난 거.
옛날 해난 거 친한.
이거 많이 좀 눈 자우리면 코 자우리.
Now she has to go back to the sea.
What kind of job is it? 물질은 마음이 편안해야만이 물에 가고 내 물건도 잘 보이고 기분이 영 안 좋다. 해외 물에 가도 물건도 안 보여. 마음이 너무 슬퍼. 막 울어지기도 해. 눈을 닦고 지거든 영 나와. 눈물 흘리면 눈 수경 벗어가지고.
For Henya, living is diving into the bottomless depth and fighting the fierce waves and enduring the fear and loneliness. Summer comes with fog in Jeju. The summer sea is the coldest for Henya. The average temperature is 19 degrees Celsius, much lower than our body temperature. They're exposed to the danger of hypothermia. Summer is the breeding season for fish. When the algae season is over, the seafloor becomes a wasteland. This is when Henya catch fish. They are allowed to use only a primitive tool, a spear with a rubber band handle. Sunok is one of the best shooters. The summer sea is the most erratic. That night, a typhoon came. The summer on Jeju will come to an end only after all the typhoons pass. Autumn comes to Jeju with southern whales. Grandma Changsun became a henyo following her mother's footsteps. Her youngest daughter, Taki, also became a henyo at the age of 14. The sea also awaits an autumn harvest. Taki works in the same water as her mother. Changsun has been working in this water for 70 years, since she was 7. Her husband passed away when she was 31. As she was raising 4 children alone, the sea became her husband and her god. She stayed single for the sake of her children, and she held her breath underwater to raise them. Taki's water is close to her mother's. She has 2 daughters herself, but doesn't want them to follow in her footsteps. Grandma Changsun's children hoped their mother would stop diving. Last year, she almost died in the water before being rescued, but she does not and would not stop. Jeju henyo are fiercely independent. They refuse to be dependent as long as they have energy left to lift the spoon. And there is one more reason.
가고 싶어 주게. 가고 싶어. 하나님 저 것들 아니니까 여기서 숨이 이 물질 하는 거 보면은 막 숨이 쓰려 나가면 막 철렁철렁해져. 가고장만 해요. 고요할 때는 막 뒷구장해요. 숨이 쓰리가 막 어이오염이 하는 비.
Winter came to Jeju. The Cosmos Club members are having a meeting. They're the youngest henyo on Jeju Island.
Sushi 먹어야지.
When they meet, they end up talking almost entirely about the sea.
나는 상어 사람 묶고 물고 우리
바닥바닥 뜯는 거 봤다니까.
근데 한 번 있으면 나오나? 상어 왔지는 영 들러 막 벌써 사람 물어 있는 거. 아이고 걔 근데 아주 막 몸을 떨려내 막 그냥 심한 막 그림을 잡아. 아이 그걸 보라니 진짜 예 완전히.
거기 너도 대단하다 그거 봐라 우리나.
상상도 못해. 사람을 물어 그래 한다는 게 난 원래 죽은 언니가 눈이 커에 막 살려주려니
우리 시누이 우리 시누이
팔만 막 연기한 거라. 나 생각 태어나 그냥 그쪽 상어 사람들 그냥 뜯는 거나 싶은 거.
우리 안 다치게 너만 봐.
미호가 그만 몰라 밥 먹으면 돼.
그래 보고.
이걸 뭐래 이걸 쓸데없이 배워놔 그래
그냥. 아, 난
이상해. 불안이 있으니까 이제까지 하는
나는
거지. 불안이 없다면
천당에 대한 직업을 생각 안 해.
난 몰라. 난 보람이라는 걸 한 번도 안 느껴봤어.
천당에는 느껴지는 안 해.
난 늦게 배워보라고 했어야지 쓸데없이 아, 머리에서 배워야 될 텐데.
바쁘건데 나 일을 사나게.
그거 아니 먹고 살기가 힘드니까.
아니.
아니야 이거.
나 그 언니 한 번이.
These women will probably be the last generation of Jeju Haenyeo. In winter, one waits longer for the tides.
이거 보일라네.
바닥이 찰싹찰싹. 아이고, 파도구나.
야, 세매요.
파도를 지지 못하겠네요.
야, 뭐 그저 바람은 잠가 닮은데 파도 너 이렇게 게. 밖에 햄직해요.
While the younger ones talk, the oldest working Haenyeo among them is ready to enter the water.
이제 늙어구나.
늙어도 아직도 곱슬다 남친.
이제 여다. 80 여다.
She is the first to leave for the winter sea. Snowflakes are in the air, but her steps are as light as a child going on an excursion.
물살
Winter sea is dreadful even for young Haenyeo, but this old hand doesn't even bat an eye. What pulls them? What gives them such strength to respond to the call of a wild winter sea?
Badaga, 밥이고 집이고 나 인생 바친 것이 바다.
진짜 은행에 가면 돈 안 줘도 물에 가면은 돈이 나오나 은행이나 다름없다 해가지고.
내가 죽어불면 생각이 안 나지. 지금 살아있는 데까지는 바다를 보면 어찌 그렇게 아까우는지 몰라.
우사견 좋아. 저는 우리 여섯에부터 이제 화수다사까지 슬프질 않아. 바다가 좋아하고.
Jingle bells.
Yeongdeun Good is an annual shaman ritual held in the second lunar month. Women divers pay respect to the goddess of sea. Hanyo are getting ready to receive their goddess. They pray with all their hearts for the safety at sea and a bountiful year. The goddess stays for 15 days in the waters of Jeju to plant marine goods in the water before returning to her own country. It is spring again in Jeju. On one of these days, Grandma Changsun got ready for the sea as always, with her daughter on her side. But on this day, she did not come up. She let the water have her breath. It was her daughter, Taki, who retrieved the body from the sea. She's buried on a hillside overlooking the sea. Every year, 4 or 5 henya die while working in the sea. The women I talked to are unanimous in saying that is how they would also like to die. It is not that the ocean takes our lives. We have entrusted it with our lives, they say. This is what the ocean is for henya. On land, she was no more than a frail old woman. But when she was going to the sea, she was always excited. It's another day. They're going back to the sea. Taki is among them. By now, her mother's spirit will have become part of the sea. So for the daughter, the water is now also her mother. On my native island, Jeju, there are women who report to the sea for work. They're called Haenyeo, the woman of the sea. They lose their colleagues and loved ones in the sea, and with them, they may also lose the strength to go on living. But the sea also brings them solace. This is the power of the water they so love, and Haenyeo are those who live by such power.